Amen. So here we go. So now we get into chapter 2 and 1. We go back. We're kind of reviewing, but we're not reviewing. I was trying to review, but I got caught in chapter 2. Chapter 2 and 1, it says, again, there was a day, because Job 1 and 6 says, now there was a day. And Job 1 and 13 says, and there was a day. And then verse 2 starts off and says, again, there was a day. Underline, again, there was a day, because we all have our day. We have our day when things can fall apart. We have our day when things come together. But be encouraged. Make a note. Be encouraged, because God has created the day. Amen. God created the day. Satan caused confusion, but God created the day. So despite what goes on in the day, know that God created the day. Who's working with me today? Oh, JL. Whoa. All right. JL, take us to Psalms 118:22. So in case you're ever wondering about the day, maybe you're having a day that's not so good, but God still created that day. Somebody say amen. So regardless of what happened, we're going to see how Job's health is getting ready to fall apart because of that day. But God still created the day. Be encouraged. Psalms 118:22 says, the stone which the builders refuse has become the headstone of the corner. Somebody say amen. Now, our Bible scholars know that's talking about Jesus Christ. The children of Israel rejected it, but it became the headstone. So because they rejected the builders rejected the stone, the headstone, it's become the cornerstone. Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. Jesus Christ created the day. That makes it a great day. Verse 23, this is the Lord's doing. Somebody say amen. It is marvelous in our eyes because God has set Jesus Christ as the chief cornerstone that we can stand on, that we can build on. And then here's where I was trying to go. Verse 24. This is the day which the Lord has made, because God has given us Jesus Christ as the headstone, the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Somebody say amen. Regardless of what your day looks like, regardless of what your day was, your days were last week, is still the day that God has made. We know that God never ends anything on a negative. So be encouraged, because God has created that day just like he's created today. Verse 25, rescue now. I'm begging you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm begging you. Send now. And that word prosperity is progress. Somebody underline progress. 2018, let that be your prayer. Lord, I'm begging you, help me to progress. Don't let me be like 2017, but let me be fresh and new and progress me. Let me move forward in you, Lord, in 2018, because this is the day that you have made. Don't let me go backwards in 2018. Let me progress. I'm begging you, Lord. Somebody say amen. Now let's go back to Job 2 and 1. So there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. So we talked about this weird relationship where Satan can still come into the presence of God and God allows him. Presented himself, which means they came to stand before God. Satan, his name means to withstand. His name, by meaning, by definition, is a rebel. He's withstanding God. He's trying to, he's opposition. He's God's opponent. He's the arch enemy of God. But he still comes into God's presence. Why? Because he knows presence. Why? Because he knows that God created the day. He knows his power is limited. He still has to get permission to do whatever he's trying to do, because God created the day. He knows his power is limited. He has to bow down to God. Remember, Job is arguably the oldest book written. So this tells us from the beginning There's been spiritual warfare. There's been spiritual wickedness in high places. Although it's in the middle of the Bible, it's the first one that was written. So it lets us know right off the top. It deals with family. It deals with kids. It deals with friends. It deals with the wife. It deals with health. It deals with stuff. God covers everything. And so here they come to present. And I was trying to get away from this, but I couldn't. When you break down present, it means to stand. They had to come and stand before God. And I thought about it. We all have to. At some point, we all have to come and stand before God. Speaks of accountability. We all are accountable to God. Regardless of what goes on, we all going to have to stand before God. That's what makes us all equal. When the covers are snatched off of this world and all the deception is snatched off, we're going to wake up on the other side. We're going to transition and we're going to be standing before God.
Hallelujah.
We're all going to be accountable before God. Just like they have to come and stand before God, we're going to have to stand. And I was thinking about it was a movie that was out. You guys know I have to tell a story or something, right? Yeah, I know that. It was a movie that was out years ago. It had a famous wrestler named Roddy Piper. Any wrestling fans remember Roddy Piper? Come on, all right. So he's in this movie called They Live. It's about, and I mean, you know, these movies are kind of like The Matrix, kind of have like the biblical overtones. So you got They Live, about these aliens that come and they get control of the airwaves. Somebody say amen. And so once they get control of the airwaves, it disguises what they really look like. And so they just like regular people. They're doing a news broadcast. They're going on dates and all this kind of stuff. And of course, the rebels, I guess you could call them whoever they were, They get hold of this tower and break it down, and so then they're exposed. And so now everybody goes, whoa. We had a purpose and purity class this morning. So we talked about this already. But it was one scene in the movie that after they get exposed, this guy's sleeping with this girl, and she, whoa, who is this? I mean, he's a monster. And she was sleeping with him. She didn't know. So anyway, that probably happened to you before, but anyway. You just say, yeah, but we got exposed, amen? The covering was snatched off. And so I'm on my best behavior. All right. Stay focused. Thank you, Sister Brandy. So the covering gets snatched off, and it's going to happen like that. It's like a big blanket that's over all of us, and it's going to get snatched off, and everybody's going to be standing before God. Amen. We're accountable. Okay, let me show you what I'm talking about. JL, take us to Ecclesiastes 12, JL. Ecclesiastes 12, 13. It makes us all even. It makes us all on the same page, because that covering is going to get snatched off. Family, whatever you're hiding behind, whatever you're worshiping, whatever it is, it's going to get snatched off. The covering's going to get snatched off. I can play games with you guys, but my covering's going to get snatched off. And it's going to show whether I had a real relationship with Jesus Christ or not. Satan goes and stands before God, because God is the one who judges. And he's given that to Jesus Christ. He's going to be standing right before there to be judged righteously. No covering. Except for the blood of Christ covering us for our sins. That's Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. Is that what I said? Amen. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, and that fear means to respect the awesomeness of God. Some people don't even believe there's a God. The word says you better respect the awesomeness of God. Hear the conclusion. What is life about? Respect the awesomeness of God. Keep his prescriptions, which we know are commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. This is what we're supposed to do. Respect the awesomeness of God. Don't get caught up in all this idol worship, all this other kind of stuff. We're studying on Wednesday nights. They were into idols. God told them, don't you go in that land and do all the stuff that all those other people are doing. God told him, I don't care who's doing it. All right, let's take a quick look. Where were we at? Deuteronomy 13? Let's take a quick look at Deuteronomy. Keep your hand on Ecclesiastes. We're coming right back. God says, I don't care who's doing it. Deuteronomy 13 and 6. Listen to this, family. Because the cover is going to get snatched off and we're all going to be exposed. And God says, it's going to be no excuse. We all have to stand before God. If you're there, say amen. Deuteronomy 13 and 6. It starts off and say, if your brother, the son of your mother, or your son, or your daughter, or even your wife, the one that you cherish, or your friend, your best friend, which is as your own soul, which means your BFF. They start off saying, wait, let's go back again. If your brother, right, everybody have a brother. My brother's here today. That's super cool. Bill, what's up? All right. So, but if my brother, or even my son who I love, or my mother who's here, or my daughters who I love, or even my wife who I dearly love, or if my BFF, which is like my own soul. You ever have a friend who's like, man, that's tight. That's an ace boon coon, whatever y'all used to call it. You don't get no tighter than that. Y'all so tight, it's like you got the same soul. But God says, if they try entice you secretly saying, let us go and serve other gods, which we don't even know. Let's go get down and do something really stupid. Let's get away from God. And serve gods which we don't even know, or our fathers don't even know. It says, namely the gods of the people which are around about us, like the Americans. Amen. I added that in there. That's what's around us. Or the people that's around at your school or at your job or at your work. Those that are near to you are far off from you. From the one end of the earth, even unto the other. He said, regardless of whatever this whole stupid world is doing, if your brother, your sister, your wife try and say, hey, let's get into this astrology stuff. Let's get into chanting stuff. Let's get into this other stuff. Says you should, verse 8, you should not consent unto them. Don't even listen to them. Neither shall you, don't even let your eye pity them. Neither shall you spare them. Neither shall you conceal them. He said, expose that stuff. God said, when somebody comes with a false god, expose it. And then verse 9, it gets even rougher. But thou shalt surely kill him, and your hand shall be the first one. What? Are you kidding me? I got to take him out. But that's my ace boon coon. It's my kid. That's how serious God is about this thing. Let's go back to Ecclesiastes. Because we talked about it on Wednesday night, how as a parent, I will cover my kid who's in sin and go against God on behalf of my kid. God said, the devil is a liar. You better not. If that joker is acting up, you better expose that joker. We're not going to talk about the 80s when we had kids that were selling drugs and doing everything and mamas and daddies was covering for them. Oh, let's get real this morning. God is saying, you better not. You're going after a false god. See, that's they don't want to teach that word. That's the God says, you got to cut it off. Bless you. Why? Because we're all going to get exposed. That blanket's going to get snatched off, and then we're going to be standing before God. I'm going to say, well, they made me. God ain't trying to hear all that. Ecclesiastes 12, 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the matter. Respect the awesomeness of God and keep his commandments, for this is a whole duty. For God shall bring every work into judgment, into justice, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. God said the secret things. God's exposing them. We talked in the purpose and purity class about the direct message. Somebody DM you, send you a direct message. Oh, that's a secret thing. God's going to expose that, good, bad, or ugly. Men, where we go at night, where we're on Facebook and Snapchat and whatever black hole is on the internet, that's a secret thing. God's going to expose that. But he said, whether it be good or whether it be evil, then the good things that we do, God's going to expose those too. It's not all bad. Somebody say amen. Thank God it's not all bad. Because there's good things we've done for people that nobody will ever know. And God said, I got you covered. Keep doing it. Because we work for God. And don't worry about what the people are saying. It's your heart connected to God's heart. Keep doing the good that you're doing. But then beware that if it's anything that I haven't confessed and forsaken, then I need to come clean with God concerning that thing. Now remember, it's not merit-based. I can't work my way to heaven. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. I don't try and work my way to heaven, but I'm not trying to hold on to any secret things. I'm confessing and forsaking that. All right, Pastor, what are you talking about? Okay, let's make it plain. Let's go to Romans 14. People have been standing before God since the beginning of time. Why? Because God created us. God's holding us accountable. If you're there, say amen. Romans 14 and 7. I was trying to read one little piece of scripture, but I just got caught up in this whole section of scripture. Verse 7, for none of us live to himself and no man died to himself. So God's saying it's not about you. Verse 8, for whether we live, we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. You're not going to get away from God in death. You're not going to transition into some place of just nothingness. You're not. You got to stand before God. And you can't live a life disconnected from God and then think you're going to transition and be connected to God. You got to get connected now, and then you just make that smooth transition. Somebody say amen. Amen. Verse 9. For to this end, and look how Christ settled it. For to this end, Christ both died and rose and resurrected that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. So even when you're dead, you can't tell Christ you don't know what it's like because he's going to say, yes, I do, because I died and came back. Yes. I'm Lord of the dead and the living. Amen. You can't get away from him. He said, I've already been there and done that. Let's talk. Verse 10 says, so why do you judge your brother? It's like, don't. God does all the judging. Christ is going to do it because you haven't died and resurrected for nobody. Yeah. We can't judge anybody because we haven't died and resurrected for anybody. So don't judge. Don't try and be judged and just pray. Amen. Amen. Pray for other people. Pray for your family. Pray for your kids. Pray for your spouse. Love your family, love your kids, love your spouse, love God. Don't play with God because the cover is going to get snatched off. If it's any sin, confess it and forsake it. That's what God asked us to do so we could find mercy. Verse 10, but why do we judge your brother or why do you set it not? Or why do you despise your brother? Isn't that something? You hating on your brother. Because you're in sin and you got this thing mixed up, so you're upset with people. Look what it says, for we all shall all stand, underline stand, there we are. Remember, they came to stand, they came to present, they came to stand, for we all shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ. I don't have time to hate on you, I got to get my life together. Got to make sure I'm confessing my sins. Make sure I'm not trying to cover anything up, any secret thing. Turn it over to God. For we all shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ. All of us. All means all. Each, every one. Verse 11. For it is written, as I live, said the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess. What do you think you're going to do when you're standing there? Even those who didn't believe in Christ got to see him because he's the Lord of the living and the dead. And they have to confess. They're going to stand and confess. And if there's no connection and they spend eternity in hell, separated from God, we're not going to have to be forced to confess. Amen. Hopefully you already have done that. For it is written, as I live, said the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God. Verse 12, underline it. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. It's personal. It is you and God. I can't bring my mom there because she was saved at an early age. I can't bring someone. Mom was saved. It's not. It's everyone. Everyone on their own. I can't bring my grandma. I can't bring my brother. I can't bring my kids. I can't. You can't. It's you and God. As much as we would like to stand on behalf of our kids, we can only pray for them that God will touch their heart and love them to himself. As much as we want to do it for our grandkids, we can't. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Verse 13, let us therefore not judge one another anymore. So cut it out. Stop trying to hate on people. That no man, but judge this rather, that you don't put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in your brother's way. If you know your brother got a gambling problem, don't give him any money. You cause him to stumble. You know, your brother got a drinking problem. Don't invite him out for drinks. Let's go out to drink. You know, you're having trouble sleeping with your girlfriend. Don't invite her over for Netflix and chill. Don't set yourself up. That's what it's saying. That's what you judge. The things that you can control, that's what you judge. That's what you handle. Don't cause people to stumble. Don't cause people to get caught up. That's all we can do. All right, so let's go to the deep end of the pool if we weren't there already. Revelation 20. Let's go all the way to the deep end. 20 and 10. Let's start at 10. I normally start at 11, but as I was studying this morning, I saw 10 and was like, wow. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Good job, JL. It goes back to, we're all the way back in Job now. They come present themselves before God. Here comes Satan. Satan got everything covered up. He got his worshiping teams and logos and brands and music and TV and stars. The Grammys on tonight. People going to be there worshiping the little statue and the star and all that kind of stuff. And if God snatches the covering off, then you'll see who's saved and who's not saved. And the devil that deceived them, family, don't let that enemy deceive you. We already talked about him, the spiritual warfare we're in. He still kill and destroy. He's a liar from the beginning. That's all he does. He's like the Terminator. That's all he does. Still kill and destroy. Young ladies, he's not playing with you. Young man, he's not playing with you. You don't have time to play the devil's game. He's been around since the beginning of time. Remember, you think you're going out for a free meal? He's trying to steal. He's trying to take something from you. Man, you're going out for a cup of coffee? She's trying to destroy thee. She's not playing. That's all he does. And here's the word. The devil that was deceived. And think about this. He goes to the presence of God. He knows he has to bow down to God. And he knows he's going to be cast into that lake of fire. But he still goes and says, God, I've just been going to and fro to earth, just causing all kind of havoc. And his pride and his arrogance, he's like, I don't care. I'm taking your creation with me to hell. And that's all I care about. It could care less. And then here we get in Revelation, we see how it ends for him. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Are you kidding me? And he knows this. And that's why you look at the news for 5 minutes and you see he's just going to and fro, just deceiving the whole world. God is worshiping statues and logos and teams and people. Just deceive. And if God snatched the covering off, we would see it. Nobody would follow Satan willingly. That's why the word is deceived. It's a deception. It's a mirage. It's a trick. It's a gimmick. It's a bait and switch, and nobody would follow him knowingly. That's why we need the word to expose him. All right, here we go. Verse 11, I saw the great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. You're not going to hide from God. We all have to come to grips with it. We're going to stand before the Lord of the living and the dead. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand. There's that word underlined. Stand again. It's the same word. Give account. They came to present themselves. Every one of us will give present ourselves to stand before God, present ourselves before God. And even after we transition, we got to stand before God. The books were open, another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. We said great and small, right? Small and great. So no matter what you did here, how great you thought you were, or how insignificant you thought you were, we still got to stand before God. The sea gave up their dead, which were in it, and the death and hell delivered up the dead, which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. So because we are saved, we should be working for God. That's what God is judging us, based upon what we've done after we're saved. If we're not saved, then you're judged on what you've done. If you're not covered by the blood, then God just starts to videotape from your life from beginning to now. That's enough to get you saved right there. Just think about it. The stuff that you and I forgot about, that we did, and that we thought, and that we participated in, even if it wasn't our idea, all that's going to be exposed. Oh, no, that's not good. That's not a good day. Just a little bit. Oh, no, that's not a good day. So our works don't save us. Our works are like filthy rags. They can't save us. We're saved by the grace. But once we are saved, we should be working for God. And that's what God's holding us accountable for. Verse 11, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. So death and hell is cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. We all got to stand before God. It's going to be exposed. All right, let's go back to Job 2. Family, I try and study in a straight line, but it just never works. Somebody say amen. I try and study, honey. I try and study in a straight line. It just doesn't work. So let's get back to 2. 2 and 1, and again there was a day. So we talked about it. God created the day. We all have our day, but be even within your day when it all falls apart or all comes together. Be encouraged because God created the day. Nothing caught God by surprise that's going to happen today or tomorrow or for the remainder of our days because God has created the day. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It's a decision. It's a choice. Know the word of God. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came among them to present himself before the Lord. We all will have to present ourselves before the Lord. Get into the presence of God now and present yourself now. Be accountable now. Come clean now. When the Lord saw Satan from, and the Lord said unto Satan, from when are you coming? And Satan said, I just go to and fro on the earth. I walk up and down in it, and I do whatever I want to do. Watch the news. You will see the results of what I've been doing, and you will know. The Lord said, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, perfect and upright man, one that respects the awesomeness of God and stays away from evil? And still he holds his integrity, even though you entice me against him to destroy him without cause. It's a weird dynamic that happens in the heavens. Some incredible conversations that happen. Job kept his integrity in the midst of craziness. He respected the awesomeness of God. His life still fell apart. Now his health is getting ready to fall apart. And that's where we have to pick it up next week. So if you would, just bow your head. We'll spend a few minutes in prayer. Then we'll go ahead and dismiss. Families, I was just reading and studying just the whole seriousness of life. Given an account, having to stand before God. We all have to do it. We all will transition at some point. It's not a matter of if, it's just when. But I'm so thankful for God's word that tells us, stay close to God. Stay accountable to God. Give your heart and life to Jesus Christ today to cover your sins. Don't have to worry about what other people are doing. Don't judge other people. Just know that you're right with God through Jesus Christ. So God, as you've reminded us, don't get caught up in the deception of this world. Enjoy the world. Enjoy what it has. Enjoy the fruit of our labor is what your word tells us. But don't worship it. Don't get caught up in it. Don't serve the false God. Enjoy the game, but don't worship the team. Enjoy the Grammys, but don't worship a Grammy. Don't worship the music. Don't worship the people. Watch the TV, but don't worship the TV. Use social media for good. Don't worship it and don't get caught up in the foolishness. God's going to snatch the covering off. We'll be standing before him, giving an account of everything he's given to us. So, Lord, we repent and come clean and ask for your forgiveness. And we thank you for a second chance to get it right. Maybe someone's here and say, Pastor, I've never accepted Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I've never made that commitment to Christ. I see in the word now that Jesus Christ is going to judge me. He's the Lord of the living and the dead. I got to stand before him. I didn't realize that. I didn't know it was that serious. Yes, it is. So if you're here and you say, Pastor, I've never asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart. I've never accepted him to cover my sins. I don't know if I'm saved. That's you, elevate your hand. You don't have to be unsure. You don't have to guess. You can know that you are saved. The word says, for by grace are you saved through faith. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. We can't save ourselves. Only Jesus Christ can do that. That's you, elevate your hand. You want to get saved. You want to get rescued this morning. Maybe you're here and you want to rededicate your life. Say, God, I've just been out there. I've been worshiping. I'm worshiping any and everything and into doing my own thing. And I've kind of forgotten about you. That's between you and God. But if you want to rededicate your life, the word says if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Just ask Jesus Christ into your heart and God, forgive me. I want to do better. Help me to progress in 2018. Don't let me go backwards. That's between you and God. Ask Jesus Christ in the quietness of your heart to forgive you of your sins and help you do better. That's rededication. And then do better. Get into the word. Stay close to God. Stay close to God's people. Maybe you're here and you're looking for a church home. You've been visiting, but you haven't made it official. If that's you, you want to make South Bay Abundant Life Church your church home, where we're not just members, we're a family. If that's you, elevate your hand if you'd like to be a member and make it official this morning. Lord, how we thank you and how we bless you. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you that your word, it never returns void, but it accomplished that what you sent it out to do. Thank you for the challenge to not be business as usual in 2018. Something has to be different in 2018. I have to intensify my dedication to God. I got to 10 days, 10 minutes studying the word, reading the word, praying each morning, fasting each morning. I can't be business as usual. Thank you for the challenge, Lord. Bless your people. Bless your word. May we be doers of your word and not just hearers only. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Stand to your feet. Lord, we thank you that you've come to give us life and that more abundantly. In Jesus' name, you are dismissed. Give someone a hug. And you are dismissed. Seasoned saints, we're headed directly.